Used to argue with Teta why Peter was allowed out here and not me, so she made my dream come true, as always. On behalf of our family, we'd like to personally thank all those who attended yesterday and all those who are here today, as well as all those watching online. Special thanks to all those who have traveled from across Ontario, Quebec, and the USA just to attend with us today and support us. Also, a thank you to our five fathers, Abuna Shnuda, Abuna Marcos, Abuna Mikhail, Abuna George, and of course, Abuna Anthony. Thank you so much for all your visits, calls, messages, everything you do in your time. Today we'd like to share and thank Teta Aida. Today we'd like to share a few of Teta Aida's life lessons and thank her for them. The first was about timing. She had an impeccable gift for timing. She literally entered the hospital as soon as I had made my last tuition payment when I had gone back to school for grad studies. It wasn't just cool for timing because she had been my cheerleader for studying. She secretly paid for the whole 2 years without anybody knowing. I made my last check payment, and within a few hours, we found out that she was going to the hospital. It was our secret all this time, but it's out today. Thank you so much, Tita. Whether you were sick or not, your daily Agbaya and Bible readings were nourishment and life. I watched you do earthly tasks in between those prayers, and not the other way around, like we do. Even on your deathbed, your eyes would light up if we would stream the liturgy, and you heard Abuna Shnuda's voice, a voice you knew, trusted, and loved since his arrival in Ottawa. And despite often having someone with you, usually at the hospital, through the past 18 months, you chose not to sadden us further by departing literally just a few moments before we all got to the hospital on Monday. I keep replaying that morning on Monday, wishing I had just left work a little earlier. Or even just driven a little faster. I wish you had waited, but I know flowers are picked right when they are ready to bloom. Thank you for teaching us faithfulness in everything big and small, self-discipline, and consistency, even when it came to just sitting in the same spot at church and downstairs in the basement. You also taught us the lesson of unconditional love in all its forms. Thank you for playing taula and dominoes and teaching me all the tricks, even if it meant that you lost. Thank you for sneaking us Dunkaroos and fruit roll-ups when our parents weren't looking. Thank you for making us a separate dinner menu when our school friends came over, so we didn't have to explain why we were eating molokheya, or green food again, as vegans, while other times having three types of meat on our plate. Thank you so much for making us pasta and not having to explain to our school friends the connection between Ol'es and waking up min ghir ros. The spaghetti went a long way with our reputation growing up here in Canada. Thank you for saving us your Fror Rocher after Easter Mass each time. Thank you for encouraging Nutella sandwiches as a school lunch, because when we were kids, falafel, olive sandwiches, and hummus just weren't cool yet. But unconditional love wasn't just when it came to food. When we only had one church in Ottawa, I remember our Sunday car rides home. We always had to summarize our Sunday school lesson, but it would be followed by Teta naming each person who was absent that day. She knew everyone by name, and she'd insist that we'd either visit or call to check up on them why we weren't here, or why they weren't here that day. On the topic of unconditional love in our church, I'd like to thank a few others who helped along the way, either by prayer, by checking up on us personally, or by visiting her several times. Pope Teodros II, Bishop Youssef, and Bishop Iklimandos, thank you. Father Moses in Montreal and Father McCary in Texas, shukran. To all those who called, visited, sent food, and prayed for Teta Aida, we are truly blessed. To Dr. Charles Kazam, her treating physician for decades, who not only followed her up until her 18 months in the hospital, but who went over and above his professional duty and visited her by her bedside several times. And although not even her cardiologist, thank you so much, Dr. Mohib. I can't count how many visits or hundreds of calls, and your level of love and humbleness I can't put into words. Fabi and Sharon, I don't know what my mom would have done without you guys. And me too, just guiding us along the way, spending so much time with us at the hospital, and being by our side. Sammy, Mariam Girgis, Marina Shukralla, my official self-designated, much appreciated caffeine suppliers, and all the hugs and times you spent with me, thank you. Dimitri, Ali, and Jeremy, I know you were always there for Peter, and you called Teta, literally Teta, when you'd come over ever since kindergarten. Myrna, thank you for all the times that you were there, weird hours of the day at any time, always available to help. Thank you, Bessem and Monica, for teaching me what a catheter is, what they do with it, and where exactly your heart is located in your body. To all our managers at work, my mom and I and the family are very thankful for all your understanding and accommodations. Cheryl, my assistant at work, I can't say how many times she was so supportive throughout this difficult time and how many tears she had to withstand me at the office with. Tansaglua and Tanjiji, Teta's secret chocolate suppliers. We never knew why she always had candy with her, even though we were the ones who went grocery shopping, but we secretly found out that they were supplying her. So thank you for that. All those at work who had to carry burden of case files or just being there for me and checking in, thank you. Last but not least, Marie-Pierre, thank you for all the overnights with us at the Queensway, your thoughtfulness and your presence. And if I've forgotten anyone, don't worry, everyone. God doesn't forget, and that's much more important than what I say here. The final lesson that Teta taught me without probably even realizing is one to look up and down. She was always looking down physically at her worn-out agbeya and her Bible with pages sticking out of everywhere. But she was mentally looking up with her heart. I think we need to stop looking down constantly, both physically and mentally. On Monday, when I got to the hospital, I'd been there so many times, I know how to get from my car all the way to her room, which was a far walk, without even looking up. That's usually the time I use to check my phone, reply to messages, etc. I was in the room and I didn't even realize she had departed until I heard my mom asking the doctors why we hadn't been called. And I looked up and realized Teta was just lying in a different position. I was looking down the whole time, just at my phone. And that happened a lot. We pray daily saying, on earth as it is in heaven, when we pray the daily prayer. But do we really mean it? I hope that Teta, I can always remember to look down at what counts, if it's a Bible or Agbeya, but to always have our heart and eyes looking up like you did and like you taught us. Thank you so much for giving me a wonderful aunt, Tante Magda, beautiful uncle, Uncle Henny, and a very strong mother who I don't know how she's coping with all this, but she's been very strong since day one. So thank you, Mommy, and thank you for everyone to being here.